Right, we start off with cricket. The Proteas men's squad head to the UK, where they'll face Australia in the World Test Championship final at Lord's next month. ECR Sports lead Nick Tatham, who's present at the official send-off in Johannesburg, reports.
There was a level of excitement and anticipation at South African breweries in Johannesburg today as we bid farewell to the Proteas men's side, who jet off to England for the ICC World Test Championship final coming up in a week or so's time. Captain Themba Bavuma said that he wants his team to embrace everything that they can around being in another final.
You want to embrace everything that comes with being in a final, all the emotions. Think obviously Australia as well. You know, they are formidable. Of ours, I think there's a lot of history, a lot of intensity and fire behind, you know, playing against Australia. So I think making sure that we're ready for whatever that they throw our way. But I think probably just kind of embracing the occasion.
Well, it's going to see two brilliant bowling attacks up against each other, as well as two great batting lineups when the teams go head to head at Lord's, South Africa versus Australia, from the 11th to the 15th of June. It's going to be a humdinger of a World Test Championship final. The mace on the line for either side. The Proteas hoping to win it in the World Test Championship for the first time. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.
Over to rugby now. Hollywood Sharks head coach John Plumtree has made five changes to his squad that beat the Scarlets last week for their United Rugby Championship quarterfinal against Munster tomorrow. Now, Jason Jenkins starts at lock with Emil van Heerden moving to the bench. James Venter returns to action at flank, while two-time Rugby World Cup winning captain Siya Kolisi returns to the starting lineup in the number 8 jersey, replacing Pepsi Buthelezi, who will provide fresh legs from the bench. Jordan Hendricks starts at fly half, while Lukanyo is back for his 100th international game for the Durbanites. That match tomorrow at Kings Park Stadium kicks off at 6:30. The DHL Stormers kick off this weekend's URC quarterfinal action in Scotland against Glasgow Warriors tonight, with their match set to kick off at 8:30. Closing off with tennis now, top seed Aryna Sabalenka eased into the French Open last 16 with a dominant 6-2, 6-3 win over Serbia's Olga Danilovic. Now, the world number one brushed aside her 34th ranked rival in 79 minutes on the sun-drenched court Philippe Chartier. Now, the 27-year-old next place 16th seeded American Amanda Anisimova for a place in the quarterfinals. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. And off the bench for Nick Tatham, I'm Faeda Crouch.